Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzhak Etshalom. We're now in Masechet Zvachim, Daf Chaf Dalet Amud Aleph. About to take a look at the last item on our list of 10 psulim, Omer al gabei kelim al gabei bemal gabei raglei chavero, which even though it's three items, it's really one, which is standing on anything that's not the floor of the Azara, whether it's on vessels, whether it's on an animal, or on another person. Pasul, Menalan, what's the source? Tan Rabbi Shmuel. Ho'il v'ritzpah mekadeshet uchle sharet mekadshim. The ritzpah, meaning the tiled floor of the mikta of the Azara, is mekadesh, and klei sharet or mekadesh, that which is in them. Ma klei sharet lo yeh devar chotetz benol levein klei sharet. Just like with a klei sharet, you can't have anything blocking you holding it, like a bandage on your hand when you're holding the klei sharet. Af ritzpah, same thing with the floor. Lo yeh devar chotetz benol levein ritzpah. The Kohanim, by the way, would walk around barefoot. So they also cannot have anything else dividing between them. Utsricha, why does the Mishnah have to say, Ke kli behema and chavero? The yeshman in kli, if you don't tell me kli, I would think mishum de la mina de basur ninu. It's not flesh, it's metal or wood or something. A behema, the mina de basur, hu emalo. Perhaps an animal, since it's flesh, it's not a chatzitza. It's kind of like you are. Yeshmin behema, if it's an animal, to lo mina dadamu, it's not a person. Aba chavero, another person, dadamu, emalo. Maybe that's not a chatzitza. Tzricha, and therefore I need all three. The truth is, had I said chavero, I would have known all three. Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, raglo achat ala kli, raglo achat ala ritzpa. If he has one leg on the kli, or raglo achat ala evan, raglo achat ala ritzpa, or one leg on a rock, and in any case, the other foot is on the floor. Roin, we then have to see, when he did the Abu Dhabi, we have to see if it's kasher as follows. Kol shi li natala kli v'tinatala evan yahu v'yachol amod al raglo achat v'yavod. If the kli or the evan, whatever he was standing on, were taken away, and that foot was now in the air, and he was able to stand on the other foot alone that's on the floor and perform the Abu Dhabi, avodato kshera, then it's valid. Meaning that his standing was not dependent on the foreign object. V'imlav arav avodato psulat. If not, then it's pasul. Bar Rabbi Yami asked, Nidal de laha evan v'yamar aleha. There's two versions of this question. This is version one. What happens if the rock that is the tile for that place got dislodged and he stood on it? Mahu. So heicha dein dato l'chabra, if they don't intend to put it back but to replace it, lo tibaylach devari chaitza. Certainly it's a chatzitza, now it's a foreign object. Ki tibaylach, the question is, dato l'chabra, if they intend to replace that same rock and put it back in. My kaven dato l'chabra kamadim l'chabra damri, since they intend to put it back in, it is considered as if it's in, and therefore it's not a chatzitza. Odil mahashta mia hachal ahatal tlisha. Right now it's dislodged, so maybe it is a chatzitza. Now Rabbi Zuti boy lahachi, he had a different version of it. Boy Rabbi Yami, nekra ha'evan v'yamad bimkoma, if the rock got dislodged and he stood on the dirt in that area, mahu. Maika mibayle, what is the real essence of the question? Hikadish David ritzpail yona kadish, odil ma'ad la'arit tahoma kadish. So the first take on it, his question is, that when David sanctified the area, did he only sanctify the upper layer where the rocks are? Or did he sanctify the entire area down to the middle of the earth? If that's the case, then ask the question about the entire Azara, not about one rock. So the Olam Pshita Lay Diad Arit Tahoma Kaddish. Everybody understands that David was a Kaddish the whole area all the way down. The question is, derech shirut pachach or en derech shirut pachach? Is this considered derech shirut? Meaning, is this considered a proper way to serve, where you have a foot on the ground, or perhaps where one leg is lower than the other, because one is on the tile, one's on the ground? And the answer to that is, teku, we don't have a solution. Okay, kibel bismol. By the way, in any of those cases where you'd have teku, lechatchila, obviously you have to correct it. But if you did avodah, you would say it's kasher, because otherwise you would end up bringing another korban, and that might be a problem of chulin la'azarat. Now, kibel bismol pasul. The last item on the Mishnah, after the 10 psulim, was a machloket between Rabbi Shimon and Chachamim. What happens if you do Kabbalah with your left hand? Rabbi Shimon machshir. Rabbi Shimon says it's valid, Chachamim say it's not. Tan Rabbanan, let's get the background on this. Be'etzba v'lakach, in the context of the korban chatat, it says the Kohen shall take it with his finger. And we understand that etzba, he refers to the finger, the forefinger of the right hand. Be'etzba v'natan. So v'lakach according min adam be'etzba'o v'natan. Natan here is zrikat adam. V'meitz lo tein etinai lo b'yamin. So therefore, chachamim say both zrika and kabbalah have to be with the right hand. Amar Rabbi Shimon v'chin emra yad b'kabbalah. Now we're not exactly sure what Rabbi Shimon means by that. Ela be'etzba'o v'natan. Meaning shlo tein etinai lo b'yamin. The only one we care about is netina, not kabbalah. Ho'il v'lo nemra yad b'kabbalah. Rabbi Shimon continues, since it does not say yad in the context of kabbalah, kibel b'smol kasher. Therefore, if you did it with the left, it's kasher. That's the braita. Now, Rabbi Shimon mimanav shach. Here's the problem. Does Rabbi Shimon understand that every time it says etzba or yad in the Torah, unless it says otherwise, that the understanding is that it's the right hand via the gzerah shavah from the mitzorah, etzba o hayimanit? So, which is it? If Rabbi Shimon accepts the Gzeirah Shavah, who cares that it doesn't say Yad, it only says Etzba. Etzba should be the right one. He doesn't ask the Gzeirah Shavah. What would it have helped to write Yad B'Kabbalah? In other words, his point was it doesn't say it. But if it didn't say Yad, it just says etzba, if you have the Gzeirah Shavah, that tells you the right. And if he doesn't hold the Gzeirah Shavah, then even if it did say yad, it wouldn't have helped. So we have to solve Rabbi Shimon. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. This is the first attempt. The olam lately Gzeirah Shavah. Rabbi Shimon does not accept the Gzeirah Shavah. V'achi kamar, this is what he meant. V'chi namar yad yamin b'kabbalah. Rabbi Shimon says, does it say the right hand? Ho'yavlo namar yad yamin b'kabbalah. Kibab a small kasher. Since it doesn't say the right hand, therefore the left hand's valid. So Amalei Rabba, Rabba challenged and said, Ihachi afilu netinami. Then netina should also, it doesn't say right etzba either. So therefore you should be able to do Nezrikat Adam with the left. V'yod v'chilele Rabbi Shimon gzera shava. How could you possibly think that Rabbi Shimon does not accept the gzera shava? He explicitly says, V'atan Rabbi Shimon omer kol makom shenemar yad en el yamin. Etzba en el yamin. Every time the Torah talks about yad or etzba, especially in the context of Kodshim, it refers to the right hand. And he clearly gets that from Gzeirah Shavah from Mitzorah. Ella Amarava, Rava gives a different take, which is, Leolam Itlehu, Itle Gzeirah Shavah. Rabbi Shimon certainly accepts the Gzeirah Shavah. V'achi Kamar, this is what the formulation of his response in the Braita means. V'chinam Rayad B'Kabbalah, it doesn't say Yad. What does it say? It says Etzpa. Whoever lo namar Yad B'Kabbalah at La Etzpa, we have Shalah Kabbalah B'Etzpa. You can't do Kabbalah with Etzpa. You can't hold the Kli with one finger. You could do netina with an etzba. And therefore, kibel b'smol kasher. Therefore, he said, even though normally I would say etzba means right, it can't mean right finger for Kabbalah. It doesn't say yad. So therefore, it just can't be referring to Kabbalah at all. Therefore, there's no concern about which hand you use for Kabbalah. Rav Sama b'Reid Rav Ashi l'Ravina. So this explanation of Rava came to Ravina's Beit Midrash. And a student asked him, "Efshar David le ozen the sfat mazreik makabalei? You could make a loop on top of the mazreik, hold it with your finger, and do kabbalah, which means that it is possible to do kabbalah via an etzba." Ela Amar Abaye, so Abaye gave another take. Mikra didrash fanav lacharav kimipalgi. The machloket is not about something in kodshim. The machloket is about hermeneutics. How do we interpret when the word etzba is in the middle? V'lakacha kohen min hadam be'etzba'o v'natan. What do you do with that word etzba? Does it distribute back and forward or only forward? Which is that Chachamim say it distributes lefanav ule acharav, and therefore etzba, which means the right finger, goes to lakach, which is Kabbalah, and natan, which is rikah. And Rabbi Shimon says, no, it only goes forward. So Abaye builds on that and says the following. Amar Abaye, hadu Rabbi Loza Rabbi Shimon, this is a ruling of Rabbi Shimon's son. It's not like his father. It's also not like the Rabbanan. It's a third approach. D'tanya. Anytime where the word etzba is written in the context of the Kabbalah only, shina b'kabbalah pasul m'tina kasher. So if you did Kabbalah with the left hand, it's pasul. But if you did zrika with the left hand, it's kasher. Anytime it says etzba in the context of zrika, shina b'tina pasul b'kabbalah kasher. If you did the zrika with the left hand, it's pasul, but the kabbalah is kasher, meaning that only in the particular context where it says etzba, is that the place where it has to be done with the right hand. Now, v'heichan, Rabbi Shimon continues, what's an example of this? V'heichan ne'amar etzba b'netina, where do you have etzba written in the context of Mitzvah. Dichtiv, lakachtami, dama parvina tatal, kanotam izbeach, beatzbayacha. There we go. So therefore, because Sabra midurah, nashtafanav, lolifanav, uli acharav. So he evidently accepts that the word etzba echa here goes back only to venatata, but not to velakachta, which means mikra nidrasafanav velolifnefanav, and not liacharav. So therefore, he does not agree with his father because it does not go forward, and it does go back, but he does not agree with chachamim because it doesn't go to back, and also doesn't go forward. So therefore, he has a third shita. Kasar nidrasafanav, lefnefanav, uliacharav. Good. Now, Amar Rabbi Chanan Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan is the following ruling. Kol makom shenemar etzba ukehuna. Anytime it says kohen, ha kohen. And etzba, eina elo yamin, therefore it's yamin. So therefore he seems to reject the gzera shava, but he says there's another rule which is ever it says etzba, and plus the word kohen, it's right. And the source being, the mitzor betaval ha kohen et etzba o hayimanit. Now, kasal kadatin tarte beinen, we assume that Rabbi Yochanan says you need both words to make it right. And that's the source. That's the source is the Mitzorah where it explicitly says the right. But that's not true. It says V'kamatza Kohen. It doesn't say Batzpo. And nonetheless, if you do the Kmitza, this is a Mishnah in the first parak of Menachot. If you do the Kmitza with the left hand, it's Pasul, even though it doesn't say Etzpa. El Amar Rava, so Rava modifies Rabbi Yochanan's ruling, or our understanding, etzba okuna, meaning Rabbi Yochanan didn't mean you need both, he said you need either, etzba or kuna. So Amar Le Abaye, Hare Holachate, Rabbi Kevash Dechtiv Ukuna, he said that's not true, because it says the Kohen has to walk the Evarim up the ramp to the Mizbeach, Dechtiv, Kriva Kohen Etakwala Victor Mizbecha, Viamar Marzu, Holachate Evarim Le Kevash, that Pasuk is referring to walking the Evarim up to the ramp. Utnan haregel shel yamin bismolo veit ora lachutz. This is in Yomo and talks about what each Kohen who wins the lottery to bring things up, what he has in his hand. So this guy has the right leg in his left hand, and the pelt is facing outward. The main thing is the left hand here is not only allowable, it's prescribed. So you see that even though it says Kohen, we don't insist on using the right hand. So the answer is Kamrinan or Etzba Okuna. So when do we say that Kohen alone or Etzba alone is enough? That's B'davarma Kev Kapara. That's only in the Avodot, like Kabbalah and Zrikah, that are necessary for Kapara. Do me the Mitzorah, because the model is Mitzorah, and the Mitzorah there is talking about the Kohen taking with his right finger and putting things on the Mitzorah to affect his Kapara. The oil on his right ear, etc., etc. But that's not true, because very Kabbalah Nechatab Bahu Kuna. It says v'kibel hakohen. It doesn't say etzba. V'davar makev kaparahu, and that is davar makev kaparahu. Now kibel b'small pasul. Rabbi Shimon machshon. Rabbi Shimon disagrees and says left hand is okay. So the answer is Rabbi Shimon tarte boy. Rabbi Shimon says you really do need both words kohen and etzba to make it right hand, and even in davar makev kaparahu. Therefore, Kabbalah, which is makev kaparahu, it doesn't say etzba. It just says v'lakach hakohen. Therefore, left hand is okay. But if that's the case, then umibai Rabbi Shimon Tarti, since when does Rabbi Shimon say you need both etzba and kohen? Rabbi Shimon Omer, komakom shenem aryad, eno ela yamin. Etzba eno ela yamin. He says etzba and yad alone are enough. The answer is you're right. Etzba lo bai kuna. If it says etzba, you don't need the word kohen there. That's enough. But kuna by etzba, just because it says kohen, doesn't mean it's right unless it says etzba. So in other words, what we have is as follows. Rabbi Yochanan made a statement with its etzba plus kohen means right. We ended up saying that that's true, that you need etzba plus kohen for something that is, shall we say, secondary. But something that is essential to kapara, either etzba or kohen is enough. And Rabbi Shimon says, not exactly. If it says etzba, that's enough, but if it says kohen, that's not enough, so I say etzba. Which leaves us to the question is, if it says etzba and that's enough, why ever say kohen? What do you need that for? The answer is b'chihunan, to tell us that the kohen has to be wearing b'gdei kuhuna for it to be valid. But is that true? When it says zrika, it talks about zrika, it only says kohen, it doesn't say anything about etzber yad. We have a Mishnah that says that if you do the Zrika with the left hand, it's Pasul. V'lo Palig Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon does not disagree there. Sounds like Rabbi Shimon agrees. And there all you have is the word Kohen. And he agrees it has to be with the right. So the answer is Amar Abaye, Palig B'Braita. We have a Braita where he does disagree. The Tanya, Kibel B'Sumon Pasul B'Shimon Machshir. Zarak B'Sumon Pasul B'Shimon Machshir. There you go. So Elohad Amar Rava. So now we've got everything kind of settled. And we know that Etzpa plus Kohen is enough. Etzpa alone is enough for the Rav Makev Kapara. Kohen is enough for the Rav Makev Kapara. And Rabbi Shimon says, no, Kohen is not enough, but Etzpa is enough for the Rav Makev Kapara. So that leaves us with the following question. Elohadam Arava, Yad Yaldik Mitzah, Rego Rego Lachalitza, Ozen Ozen Lertziah, Lamalif. Rabbi Shimon, Rava has a three-part Gezerah Shavah from the rule of the Mitzorah, which is that the Torah explicitly says that the Kohen would put the oil on his right ear, and on his right hand, and on his right leg. And why does it say ear, hand, and leg? Ear is there to connect you with Ritziah, that if an Eved Ivri doesn't want to leave, we put the oil through his right ear, even though it doesn't say right ear. It says, oh, no, we say it's the right ear, from Mitzorah. That when a recalcitrant Yavam does Chalitza, she takes off his right shoe, even though it says Raglo. Rego, Rego from Mitzorah is the right. And Miad, we learn that Kmitzah, it doesn't say right or left, but it has to be done with the right hand. What do we need that for? In other words, what do we need the kmitza part for from Rava? We got that from Rabbi Yochanan's ruling that etzpa or kohen is enough. And it says kmitza is a kohen. The answer is chal the kometz v'chal the kiddush kometz. Remember, you're doing the kmitza, that's with your right hand. And that's selecting from the kli where all the flour is, selecting some of the flour and the levonah, and then you have to put it into another kli. Kiddush comments, which is to then put in another kli that's going to go on the Mizbeach. So two steps. One of them you get from Kohen, and the other one you get from Etzpa. Or Yad. Well, Rabbi Shimon de Lobai Kiddush comments, but according to Rabbi Shimon, there is no Kiddush comments because Rabbi Shimon says in Menachot that if you put it directly on the Mizbeach, it's valid. Maybe. Well, Mandam Rabbi Shimon Nami by Kiddush comments, there's a Mandama that Rabbi Shimon, it's Machokar Amoraim, where the Rabbi Shimon says you do need Kiddush comments. But even he agrees, Bismol Kachshur Mechshur, he says that if he does it with the left hand, it's kasher. So Yad Yad Durav Alamali, then according to Rabbi Shimon, what do I need this Yad Yad for? Eli Kmitzatzma, if it's there to tell you that the Kmitz itself has to be done with the right, Rav Yehuda Bereir Rabbi Chiya Nafka. We got that from this famous thing that we saw a little earlier. Dem Rav Yehuda Bereir Rabbi Chiya. My Talmud Rabbi Shimon. Why does Rabbi Shimon said left is good enough? The Amar Kra. Kodesh Kodeshim Hika Chatat V'cha Hashem. The Mincha is Kodesh Kodeshim like a Chatat and like an Hashem. What does it mean like a Chatat and like an Hashem? Baal Ovda B'yad Ovda B'yamin K'chatat. If you want to do it with your right hand, then you do it with the right hand like a Chatat with the hand. Meaning you put the thing right on. Bala of Davi Kli. If you want to put the mincha in a Kli, then of Davi Smol Kehasham. You could use your left hand. But what that tells you is, we already have a source that if you're going to do Kmitzah, it has to be with the right hand. So why do we need Yad Yad? The answer is, Donitzorcha Ela Lekomets Minchat Chote. A Minchat Chote, remember, doesn't have any oil and doesn't have any frankincense. It's just grain. Rabbi Shimon gives the Tam and the Kra, which is, we don't want the sinner's Korban to be beautiful, therefore the Torah says to leave it out. So it could be that therefore it's a less significant Korban, and if you did the Kmitza with the left hand, it's valid. Kamash Malan, therefore Yad Yad is there to tell you that there too, if you did the Kmitza with the left hand, it is invalid. Okay, we will see a short piece from the middle of Mishnah Aleph. We did the first part of Mishnah Aleph so far. We'll see a very short piece from the middle of Mishnah Aleph and the attendant Gemara in the next podcast. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.